Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and we've got another great show for you tonight. In just a bit, we'll be taking your calls and, of course, bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. We also enjoy taking your questions, so if there's something you'd like to ask us, give us a call here at the show. You'll reach us at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight is Eliza Ray, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Next week is our 2015 Afterlife Exploration Retreat, Reaching Beyond the Physical World. And we, believe it or not, we still have just a few slots left if you'd like to join us. So if you want to experience a really amazing weekend, join us on July 24th through the 26th at the wonderful Guest House in Chester, Connecticut. You'll experience a weekend of presentations on psychic ability, meditation, spirit art, mediumship communication, and so much more. It's really a jam-packed weekend. All of the details are up on our website, and of course you can sign up to attend right from the site. Now we also have another webinar coming up, and I actually will be hosting this one. I hope that you'll join me on Tuesday, August 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for a very healing and insightful webinar called Life After Grief, Adapting to a New Reality. Now this is a topic that everyone can relate to since every one of us has experienced grief. Very, very easy to sign up for this. The best part is that you can join us for this one-hour PowerPoint presentation from anywhere, as long as you have a computer and an internet connection. Again, the details are up on the website. And on Friday evening, September the 11th, you can join us at our Forever Family Conference Room in Oceanside, New York, for an event called Desserts and Discarnates with certified medium Rebecca Ann LeCicero. There will be an array of delicious desserts, along with messages from your loved ones in spirit. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight is Mediums and Messages, and of course we'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes. One more time, you can reach us here at the show at 1-888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium has been with us before. This is Eliza Ray, and Eliza has experienced intuitive abilities and a connection with spirit since she was a very young child. In addition to being certified through the Forever Family Foundation, she's also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Eliza developed a program for parents and children called Intuitive Tools for Kids. She is the author of Daisy, the Delinquent Angel, and she also has a brand new book out called Last Wishes. And we're really happy to have her back on the show with us tonight. Hi, Eliza. How are you?
I'm great, Doreen. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm doing great. Welcome back to the show. Wow, I can see you've been pretty busy here since we had you on the show last year.
Yes, it doesn't feel that way, but yeah, it's more of a creative urge.
Yeah. Very much so. And by the way, before we go any further, I just want to say a special thank you to you for doing the show today, since today's your birthday. Yay! I'm sure all of our listeners join me in wishing you a very, very happy birthday and, of course, a terrific year ahead.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So let's talk a little bit about your new book. So it's Last Wishes, and this is a sequel to your first book, and it's designed to help children see the world in a more spiritual or metaphysical way. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Okay. It is a sequel, like you mentioned, and Daisy the Delinquent Angel is a dream I had, and not just a dream idea, but an actual dream I had of this little angel that left pink feathers around and helped kids. And that's the first book. And I also have experience working with special needs children, so it brings that in and shows them how children really have really amazing abilities that a lot of people aren't even aware of, and how these children pull together. So in the second book, I had this vision again that one of the characters developed cancer and a brain tumor, and how he healed through this, and how they pulled together, and how the angels came in. And it's, both of the stories have a fictional, but really they're not truly 100% fictional. A lot of people in my lives are in this story, but of course the names have been changed. And the situations are things that I've actually experienced. So I've had reports from the first book that someone found it and read it to people that were getting ready to pass at hospice. And it's just, people loved it because it's light, it's fun, and it's informative. And the children that have heard about it say, "Mommy, read that again to me." So it's a young reader / all the way to adult book. And I love the second book because it's more exciting and more adventurous because she's not allowed to leave the Loop, which is her little celestial community. But she comes into the hospital and she helps all kinds of kids, and there's holograms and there's crystal places, and it's very, very fun book. So I'm excited to get it out there, and I hope you all get a chance to read it.
Oh, that sounds great. You know what? I actually think this would help parents so much also. Just to kind of give them a chance. I mean, I think parents should read this. It's not just really for children, because it actually gives them the opportunity to kind of interact with their children in a little bit of a different way, you know, and really helps for them to see things more metaphysically and spiritually. And I think this is awesome. This is great that you did this for kids, but I think this will help a lot of parents.
Yeah, I've had reports that it has, and it's made them think, you know, I think that we get some help from those that have passed. And I think we get some help from the angels that come in and give us guidance.
Right.
So, yeah, it's, like I said, it was a creative project, but I'm very passionate about it. And it's the last Daisy book. So my next book, which is ready to go to print, is more about my life and my journey as a medium from the time I was like 2 years old to, I'm not going to say how old I am today, but it's,
okay, you don't have to tell us.
Yeah, I didn't know. But, I was just saying.
Well, that's great. We're looking forward to that. Now, are you anticipating that book to be out next year, or what's the ETA for that? Okay.
Probably, I'm thinking like January, February. I mean, it is done.
Oh, that's great.
Do the whole, you know, revise thing, yeah. And it'll be on Amazon also and through.
Well, that's great. We will look forward to that. And, of course, we're going to have you on the show next year, and then you could tell us a little bit about that book and share with us when you come back on the show. And in the meantime, you know, just to you parents out there, I mean, I think you guys could really relate to this. If anyone that has children who are dealing with this, you know, any kind of a serious illness, I think this would be really, really helpful for both the parents and the children. So, you know, we invite you to check it out. It's on Amazon, and the name of the book again is Last Wishes. Okay. All righty. So, let's do this. I think our phone lines are pretty lit up. We usually get a lot of callers for our show because, of course, lots of people would like to have a little bit of a mini reading. So we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Eliza Ray, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or you'd like to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the station, or just stand by if you're on hold, and we'll get to you shortly, okay? Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Eliza Ray. So I understand our phone lines are pretty lit up. We are going to go to our callers, and, you know, as you know, we try to get as many calls as we can. For those of you who are calling into the show, if we take your call on the air, please tell us if you'd like to have a connection to Spirit. All we want is your first name, or if you have a question for us instead, we're happy to address your question as well. All righty, so let's get to our first caller. I believe we have Kathy on the line calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. Would you like to have a connection
with Spirit?
Good, happy
birthday, Eliza.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Kathy.
We love birthday wishes. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Eliza.
Okay. What I'm feeling around you is there's two people that aren't connected, and one is very strongly a female, and then one is a male. A male is standing closer to you, so that tells me that it could be a father figure. Are you wanting to connect with a father figure?
Yes.
Okay. And why is he, like, he's turning something? I don't know if he's turning a car, but he's showing me he's, like, turning around. Is that any significance to you, turning? He's on the side of you, and now he's looking in your face. Is he with a woman on the other side? That is another family member?
Well, my mother.
Okay.
Yeah, my mother also has.
Yeah, but she's not as loud right now as he is. He's really trying to get your attention. Have you ever connected with him in spirit before? Because he's showing me that you are really close to him with some connection right now. So there's something very important here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Okay, and that's what he's showing me. Okay. But he's saying right now he's in front of you, and he's looking at you, and he's, okay. And he's showing me your a face, but he's saying, like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know if you're trying a new venture or if you're doing something different, but he's looking at you like, are you sure you know what you're doing? So he wants you just to kind of maybe back off for whatever the change is. He's concerned about a change. He's starting to change. Okay. Why would he be showing me a fire engine? Does this have any significance in your family?
A fire engine?
Yeah, I don't know what that's
about. My uncle was a fireman, but not him.
Okay, all right. So maybe he's connecting somehow with the uncle, but he definitely has been there right in your face. He's showing me some dollar signs, and I don't know if he's showing me that you have an opportunity, like you're grabbing money, but it's not in your lap yet. So I love that. That's always helpful.
Yes.
He's mentioned something about a young man. Do you have a young man in your life, a son or someone like that? But he's showing me a young man that he's guiding along, and I think you're aware of that. But he just wants you to know that. He's just confirming that. He says he misses you. Has he been gone a while?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. He misses you. He just misses kind of like your touch, and he's very proud of you've overcome some obstacles, and he's showing you the pride and how he's kind of holding you up on a pedestal. So it's wonderful. You have your father's looking at you very favorably right now.
Great.
Do you have any concerns or questions regarding your father?
Just as he's obviously very aware of everything that's gone on since he's passed.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
What kinds of signs and symbols does he send to me so I know, that it's him?
He's showing me the color blue. I don't know if that's any significance for you at all, but it's this beautiful, like it's like an ocean blue. He's showing me that. I'm asking him for something else. And there's the fire engine again. I have no idea. He keeps bringing in this whole fire engine, so...
A fire engine.
Yeah, the fire engine. And I know. Maybe it's a good sign, And then he brought in the number 3. So something with blue and 3.
Okay.
So those are great symbols. Was he educated? He's showing me this book thing. It's like a couple books up on a shelf. Do you have any of his books? Because he's showing me thick old book.
Well, yeah, I did take some books from the house. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something about it in his book. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. But he just wants you to take it, as he puts it, slow and steady. He's putting his face next to yours, so obviously he's very close to you. It's still as you're getting up in your day, and you're going to feel that closeness. He's showing me sometime before you go to sleep at night. So you may feel him, just ask for him. But he's literally right in your face. So you're lucky you have your father near you right now. He's watching over you, and he's watching over the sun image in your life, too.
Thank you.
You're Alrighty. Welcome. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a little bit. I know it's just a little tiny mini
yes,
reading.
Yes, it was wonderful.
But, yeah, I hope that it helped, and I thank you so much for calling.
Thank
Alrighty.
You.
We're going to, you're very welcome. Okay. We're going to move on to our next caller. I believe we have Eileen on the phone calling in from New York. Are you with us, Eileen?
Hi, Dor. I'm your cousin.
Oh, my gosh. Can I just tell you that when I wrote your name down before, you popped into my head, and I said, could this possibly be her?
Oh, I love it. That's
great. Well, thank you so much for calling in. This is awesome. So I'm not going to read for you. So for those of you, our listeners, who are hearing this, Eileen and I are cousins. I haven't spoken with her in a very long time, and I'm so happy she called into the show. But right now, I'm going to turn you over to Eliza because Eliza doesn't know anything about you, and let's see what comes through. And I'm going to know if it's accurate information coming through, too, because it's my family as well. All righty. I'm turning it over to you, Eliza.
Okay. Hi, Eileen.
Hi.
All right. So I'm assuming you've had a medium reading before somehow, way, shape, or form, right?
Yep.
She has not had one from me.
No, not so from you.
No. Yeah. Okay.
I've always felt that Serene's grandmother, my Aunt Fanny, has been with me forever.
Your aunt? Okay, I'm having a little difficulty hearing you. So
yeah, just come on a little closer on the handset there because we're having trouble hearing you, Eileen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Your grandma has been on me forever. She's taking care of me.
Oh, all right. Can I tell you also, did you have, like, I'm seeing someone that's in front of you, and it's not so much like a husband or anyone like that, but it's more like a very good friend, someone that you cared about tremendously, and you guys were like, very, very good friends, as close as you can be, like, almost sisters. And she's standing in front of you, and so... She's very close to you right now in the sense that she wants you to know that she's okay. Does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because she says that some people are questioning, like, you know, what happened before she passed and where did she go, you know, all this. But she just wants you to know she's okay. She's showing me something with her face. I don't quite know. Would she put a lot of makeup on or something? But she's like, she's very conscious of her face
my God.
Right now.
My mama.
Okay. She's really like, you know, powdering her face and saying, you know, she looks fine now. So I don't know if before she passed she had some issues with her face or maybe, you know, one side of her face was not right or something. But she's saying her face is beautiful now. So just letting you know that.
Okay.
Let's see. Did she have her fingers in dough, or she's saying dough? I don't know what that's about, but I don't know if she's making like
Doreen,
dough balls Doreen, or something.
Doreen,
yes.
Your grandma making
dough. Did she make dough balls?
Did you just say dough? Yes, she made dough balls.
Right.
You have Eliza, you have my grandmother on the phone. That's you're connected to her, and Eileen is her niece, and that's my grandmother. And yes, she used to make little balls of dough.
Yeah,
isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. And they look
isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. So she just says, "One of you still makes them. Who makes them still for the holiday? Somebody still makes them, and they're
I have." Maybe Doreen does. I just sent her the recipe last week.
We have the recipe.
Okay.
We haven't attempted it yet,
all right.
But we have the recipe.
She wants you to make it. For some reason, Christmas time is very significant. Okay.
Yes, it's very significant. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so make them this year, or she's not going to be happy.
So you're going to make us cook. Okay.
Is there a gentleman? Is she? I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you, Eileen. I'm still having trouble, but I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing. Is she with a gentleman who would be in a uniform, like a military uniform? He's on the shorter side. He's not a real tall man. She's showing me this guy, a uniform. So maybe she was in love with someone that was in the war, or something. But she's
actually, I can answer that. I know who the man in the short uniform is. It would have been her uncle.
Okay. He's showing me. He's very stoic. You know.
Yep.
That's Uncle John. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uncle John. Hi, Uncle. Yes, I'm getting confirmation of that. Okay, thank you. She said she's with lots of people. So it's like the family's like half there, half here. You know, she said when she passed, it was all these people. You know, it was wonderful. So all about family for her. And then she's showing me, this sounds kind of strange. Was she buried in a coffin? I know that sounds odd, but, or was
yes.
she?
Okay. Yes.
She's showing me that something was beautiful about it, or the colors, or dress, or something. But she was grateful that, you know, whatever she looked like, she was approving of it. So I haven't seen that in a while.
I actually do understand that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was beautiful. Okay. She was appreciative of that. She's showing me these beautiful flowers, too. So, okay, thank you. She was wanting to know that she was there, okay, in spirit. It's not like, you know, she was. Sometimes I don't know if they're there at their funerals. I hear they are, but at this point, she wants to confirm that she was there, and I think some of you felt that energy very strongly.
Yeah.
Who's the guy in the family that's having money problems right now? He's talking about that, too. So she wants you guys to tell him that just to hang in there. So one of the family members is the male.
Which guy, Dory? You or mine?
Okay, we'll have to think about that.
Okay. Just hang in there.
No, really, I don't. Seriously, it could be anyone. Who knows?
Yeah.
It could be anyone. Well, this guy is sweating, so I don't know if he works outside or if he works too much. But it's hard. But anyway, hang in there. Things are going to turn around in a very nice way. Who had a convertible? She's showing me this convertible. She's sitting in this convertible car. So thank you. She's saying she's very happy. And she said it's beautiful here. So she's in a good place.
Okay. Your call, Dor.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eileen, did you have any questions? Is there anything you
want
to ask? I know.
Well,
the go-ball.
Well,
that's funny.
I just feel like Dor's grandma is my guardian angel, that she's always with me.
You always say
no,
that.
No, I do.
Yeah.
She is glowing, so that tells me that she's protecting you with the white glow. Do you feel that?
I do.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful glow. And there's a pink hue to the glow, too, which that means there's love involved.
Oh my God. Adore her. And
that's
my mom.
Awesome.
My mom takes care of my son.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And just to clarify something for you, Eliza, because I know sometimes it's really great to get the feedback, you know, when you get certain things. You said there was something about her at her funeral with the color and the dress and the beautiful. Mm-hmm. She was buried in the dress that she wore to my wedding.
Oh, okay.
And it was a beautiful aqua color, aqua blue color.
Nice.
So I can totally understand that, because I think it probably was the prettiest dress she had. So, so I thank you for sharing that with us. So we can totally get that. How cool is this?
Well,
I actually got a reading, and I wasn't looking for one.
Stop it. But you know Aunt Fanny used to make her own clothes, so that dress would have been to die for.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she always made her own clothes. And she was a plain Jane, you know, so this was a little bit fancy for her, but
yes.
I think it was apropos. All righty. Eileen, thank you for calling into the show. I love you, you know. I'm going to talk to you soon. I'll give you a
call.
Bye, Eileen.
You're next.
It was a pleasure.
Okay, so let's see. I think we can squeeze in one more caller. Excuse me. I think we have Susan on the line calling in from Missouri. Are you with us, Susan?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like a mini reading?
I would love a reading. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Eliza.
Okay. Susan from Missouri. Do you live in Missouri, Susan?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Just curious. I have a friend that is Susan, and she may have snuck in the phone call. She's from Missouri, but she lives in Arizona. I'm like, okay, is she kind of trying to sneak in here? Anyway, okay, Susan from Missouri. Are you wanting to connect with spirit, or do you have a question?
I would really like to connect with spirit. Thank you.
Okay, great. Did you have a loved one that passed, like a male?
I'm sorry, can you repeat
life?
That?
Pardon me?
Okay, I have a loved one who passed who's a male, yes.
No, okay, and because I see him standing behind you, and I'm telling you, possibly this is like a husband or a boyfriend or someone like that. Does that ring a bell for you? Because there's also there's like three people standing around you in spirit, but he's the most predominant one. Okay, and
yes,
is that the
that
one you want to connect with?
Yes.
Okay, is that your
sure.
husband?
It was we were never married, but he was an important part of my life.
Okay, awesome. And why is he showing you the number 5? Ring in the number 5, that comes in significant. He's
I'm
saying that
years old.
There was, maybe that's it. There's no pain. So did he have pain before he passed it? He's saying now no pain. And he just wants you to know that. So
that's great. That's good to know.
Yeah. He has angel wings. And when I see someone with angel wings, he was a very giving, loving, serving person. Did he have that inside of his soul? I mean, if he didn't when he was here on the earth, he definitely is on the other side. So he's serving a lot of
yes,
people.
Yes, he was extremely, extremely giving person, yes.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And he's something about his mom is very important. He wants you to know something about his mother, a connection with the mom. So, his mother. Did he dance with you? He's showing me this dancing thing. I don't know what that's about. That's so cool. I love it. Okay.
He's probably happy that we came through.
Yeah, the connection is very beautiful. I mean, there was a lot of charming, very charming feelings for each other. And I'm seeing kind of La La Land at times. You know what I'm talking about? When you have La La Land when that's with that person. So he's showing me that same feelings. He still has those feelings inside of him, and he thinks favorably of you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Is there anything you want to know in particular about this special man in your life or was a part of your life at one time?
Well, I'm just happy to know that he's still around me after many years.
He comes in, you know, and you were thinking about him. So that often helps when you're trying to connect with someone in spirit if you just think about them. And that either means they're visiting you or you just ask them, you come around me and give me a sign. He's showing me coins. Do you ever see little coins on the ground or something? And it's not just pennies, it's quarters. So check it out once in a while. Okay. And do you have a bicycle that you ride? He's showing me a bicycle.
Well, my daughter has been looking at bicycles, actually,
okay.
For the last couple weeks.
Bicycle.
Yeah,
he's showing me this bicycle. It has a basket on it and everything. So, yeah. And
very cool.
Yeah, it is. So he's there if you want him. And do you have connection with his mom? Do you ever speak to his mother?
I actually don't, but
okay.
I could make an effort.
Yeah, he just says he just he said, if you would, please. And he's very polite about it. So, nice guy, sweet man. Yeah, definitely a man at this point.
Okay, well, Susan, thank you so much for calling into the show. And,
well,
you know, I'll
you
just
so
remind
much
you,
for
and I'll,
connecting for
I'll
me.
Remind all of
You're
our
welcome.
Listeners, too, that connections are forever, you know. And it doesn't matter how much time goes by that someone passed away and how long they've been on the other side. Those connections are forever, okay? So always remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember it's forever, and always remember the connection is always there for us. We just have to kind of attune ourselves to them. But I thank you so much for calling into the show. And I think we're going to take a very quick break. We've got our phone lines are still lit. We've got time for a couple of more calls. But we're going to take a break, and in the meantime, you might want to check out Eliza's website. You can find her at elizaray.com, E-L-I-Z-A-R-E-Y. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Eliza Ray, but before we get back to her and to our phone line, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, A portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation. Whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Apple Store, Drugstore.com, FTD, Lord & Taylor, Petco, Travelocity, and many, many more. So go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. All righty, so let's get back to our show and to our phone lines. We have Eliza Ray with us tonight. And I believe we have our next caller on hold. We have Mary on the line calling in from Georgia. Are you with us, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show, and thanks for calling in. Would you like to have a mini reading,
Hi, thank
or did you.
You
have a question for us?
I would love to have a mini reading, please.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Eliza.
Hi, Mary. How's the sweet
Hi,
Georgia
first, thank you.
Going on right now? Right? Isn't it peach
Pardon
season
me?
There?
Is
peach
it
season.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Peaches.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It's very warm.
Okay. All right. So I'm feeling there's mother image that's
yes.
very, very, very large around you. And then there's someone behind you could be a loved one, like a husband, boyfriend, someone like that, okay? But not real close to you. So, but the grandmother or mother image is very, very loud around you right now. Are you wanting to connect with
okay.
your mother, Mary?
Yes, I would love that. Yes, please.
Okay, wonderful. This may sound very strange, but these things come in. She's showing me a poodle, and I don't know if she had a dog or if you have a poodle. But she's showing me this cute little dog.
We had a poodle named Romeo.
Okay, and the dog is passed. So maybe she's trying to tell. Yes, she says
yes.
the dog is with her. So that's nice. So animals.
Okay.
For a lot of people, they still have a heart connection with them, and when they pass, they end up with their animal. Did you have a field near your house? Because I see her kind of walking around, and this is outdoor field. And she keeps walking like she's
yes.
looking for something. Okay.
Yes, we do.
And I don't know if she had vegetables, or she was looking at the garden or something, but she's walking around
she
the garden.
She had a lot of flower garden.
Yeah, and so she's loving that. But she's still kind of, I don't know if anyone's taking care of that garden or if it's even in existence anymore. But in her mind, she's showing me this beautiful garden that she keeps walking around, kind of like in a circle in a way. Okay.
Okay.
I'm asking if she has a particular message for you, because I'm pretty sure that's why you called in.
Yes.
She said, don't worry about her. I don't know what that's about. So no worries. Do you have a daughter or someone that's like a daughter to you, a close relative?
I have a daughter.
She's mentioning something about the daughter, that no worries. So I don't know if you've been worrying about your daughter, thinking about your daughter too much or something, but she's saying that
right.
she's seeing like steps. So I don't know if the
so
daughter
very
is
close
walking
with my down. Daughter.
Okay. All right. When I hear this, it's always generic, but I love to hear it. She says she just wants you to know she loves you, okay? I just
okay.
let her know I love her. And she said it in a very
okay.
sincere way, not in a way that you've never heard it before. But did she lose the ability to speak before she passed?
Yes, pretty much,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Okay. But she says it's important that you know that she loves you. And I think
okay.
you know that, but she's emphasizing that in big life. So it's important that you know that.
Okay.
You have a question for your mother.
My sister just recently passed, and I wondered
mm-hmm.
if...
I wondered if they were
they
together.
They were together,
okay.
yes.
Okay. Oh, wow. She took her hand, and she pulled her close to her, and then it was like your sister said, no, I got to take care of some things first. And she said, come on. And your sister said, no. So your sister's still kind of taking care of business, so there must be a lot of unfinished business going on here.
And she said, I'll be there in a minute. You know, just wait for me right here type thing is what your sister is saying.
Okay.
So she's taking care of some things that she felt like things weren't taken care of in the way she wanted to, maybe with other people that she's concerned about. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay,
it
good. All right. Are you taking care of a lot of that stuff for your sister? Are you, is it?
I'm trying to, yeah, because
yeah.
she has a very
they're showing
family
me that,
and
gratitude is huge, just letting you know that. Is there a gentleman
okay.
involved, like her husband or a son or someone? But I see a gentleman involved with some of her things.
Yes, there is. There, she has a lot of grandsons and sons and a husband, so that she's
okay.
behind.
The husband, I think she's showing me, is having a harder time than you realize, so just you
okay.
I think you know that, but he's kind of putting up a face.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
He may say one thing and then want to do another thing. You know, he's not clear in his thinking right now, so just she wants you to know that.
Okay, okay.
You know
yes,
how people when they're grieving sometimes
yeah.
is that they can't make decisions effectively and they just need some support. So she's bringing that up.
Okay.
And she's showing me I don't even know what it is. It's a golf cart or something, you know, something like that. But it has like a little roof on it. I don't know. But she must be doing some traveling somewhere near a golf course or one of you is. So. All right?
Okay.
All righty. Well, we're going to leave it there. Mary, thank you so much for calling into the show,
yeah.
and I hope
well,
that this helped
so
just a little bit.
Thank you so much for
taking my call. Oh, you're very, very welcome.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see if we can get to at least one more. Maybe we can get to two. I think we have Valerie on the line calling in from New York. Are you with us, Valerie?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you want a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I would love a connection with Spirit.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over
Valerie.
To Eliza.
Thank you.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
Let's see here. Did you lose a good friend?
The
I'm seeing
past?
A friend. I'm seeing a friend that wants to connect with you, this past.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, they're showing me a friend, and she's kind of impatient. She's going back and forth and back and forth. So, all right. Maybe there's someone else in the wings here that from the previous caller, but let me cue in here. All right. Someone showed me it's like a boardwalk and people on the boardwalk with bicycles and walking. Do you live near a boardwalk or somewhere where there's water and a boardwalk? But they're showing me this, and they're having like looking at people, and it's beautiful. So all I can see first of all is a boardwalk. There's two people. It could be a father image and a mother image, but they're a grandmother and mother, but they're on either side of you. So you're being supported right now. Do you feel like maybe
both my parents are passed?
Okay, but I feel that there's a lot of support. So it's kind of like they have their hands underneath your armpits in a way, you know, and they're like lifting you up. Okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
Just letting you know. They're showing me that sometimes you're looking down at the ground, and they want you to look forward, look up. Have, you know, like light and brightness, something to look
That's
forward to.
Particularly true right now.
Okay, yeah. Again, they showed me the boardwalk. Did they fall in love on the boardwalk? Were they walking? Could be like Coney Island?
I don't know.
Like
I love the beach. Maybe they want me to go to the beach.
Yeah, there you go.
That would make me happy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And are you having, they're showing me something with your health, something, I don't know if it's your hip or your legs, I don't know, but they're saying just to be very careful of, you know, if you're running or walking or something, just being that they're showing me something that are caution.
I have a lot of health problems.
Okay. There's something with one side of your body, it's not stronger or whatever, it needs stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then there's a house. Did they live in one house that was particular, that maybe little steps walking up to it, but It's an older home, and then they're showing me this house. And they're visiting.
They're showing you what? I'm sorry.
A home.
They're showing
they visited.
You. Yes, steps. Yeah. And what else did you say they showed you? A tub?
And there's some steps walking up to the house. And not just like, you know, some houses don't have steps, but there's literally, they're showing you these steps walking up to the house. So I don't know
well,
what they mean.
Our first house that we lived in had like 23 steps to go up. We lived up
okay.
above a garage.
Okay, maybe that's where the steps
so that makes
down.
Sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that okay. makes sense.
And going out, are you getting out more? They're saying you need to get out more. So your mom is a little more verbal right now than your dad, and she's looking at you like, "Come on, she needs to get out more." Okay.
I actually sometimes hear my mom.
Oh, that's wonderful.
In my own,
okay.
in my from myself. So I don't hear my dad, and we were closer, so that's painful.
Yeah.
But I do hear my mom.
Okay. Well, he said he hasn't left your side. When you were talking, I haven't left your side. He's patting you on the head. Is that significant to you? He's putting his hand on your head. How about
yes.
that?
Yes.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cute. So he's there, okay?
Okay.
And he's showing me, he's kind of going through his life with you. Like, you know, he teach you how to drive, and he's showing me all these different things. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He's still trying to show you things. He's still helping you with the journey. So you still haven't learned some things you need to learn. So he's there trying to lead you into this journey, and he wants you to look up instead of back.
Okay.
All right.
That's very good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Wow. So, yeah, that is beautiful.
And
can
then
you
he
just,
showed me three times these little purple flowers.
I'm sorry.
He
purple
showed me these
flowers?
Little purple flowers. Yeah.
So, they're my favorite color flowers.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
so
purple
sign.
Flowers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Beautiful.
I was just wondering, can they see my children and watch over them?
Do you have one? Does she showing me one son? Someone,
no, I have
someone,
three sons.
Three sons. Okay, who?
She had one son.
Okay. And he's showing me someone in a plaid shirt and lighter hair. I don't know why he's showing me that. Okay.
That might be my brother. I don't know.
Yeah, that's about your children.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like sandy blonde hair. He said that anything you need, you just ask them. And something about a grandmother.
Oh, I do.
Like his mother. Ask a grandmother, too. She's around.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. I do feel they're around.
And then there's just showing me a fireplace. So I don't know if you have a fireplace, but he's showing me the winter month. So it could be a symbolic of winter coming
mm-hmm.
where the family would be together, like cozy time, quiet time.
Oh, good. I could use
mm-hmm.
some of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
well, we're just
crazy right
actually
now.
Out of time. But before we let you go, Valerie, there's just one thing I want to add in. Before, when you mentioned you had a couple of health issues, I actually heard,
mm-hmm.
and I think it comes from your dad, mentioning something about your energy levels. I don't know if your immune system is being affected by this or if you feel like some kind of fatigue or you're just really tired lately, but something about like,
you hit
just
the nail
kind
on
of
the
boosting.
Head.
Yeah. And he's saying,
yeah.
So when they mention things like that, it's because they want you to know they're aware of it, so they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just saying to do what you can to boost your energy, okay? So boost your immune system. And that also
mm-hmm.
kind of tells me, when they show me that way, that it's something that you could do that will really help you to feel better. So just know that they're around you. They love you. They're always around us. The connection is always there.
Oh, I know.
There. Okay.
I agree. I've always felt
already.
That, and it's just nice to get confirmation because
awesome.
Everybody tells me I'm just crazy. You know.
No,
I
absolutely
when
not.
You know,
no.
I've always had
you're
some
crazy
psychic
at
abilities.
All. Yeah. You
and
have your
always
house.
Have said, you're crazy.
It's just a
you
matter
know?
Of learning it, how to tune into them, and so many people can do it, you know, and you can tune into
mm-hmm.
your own loved ones. But anyway, I thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this
yeah.
helped a little bit. We are actually it just
did.
About
thank
out
you
of
so
time.
Much.
You're
very
welcome, Valerie.
I definitely want to thank our guest, Eliza Ray, for joining us this evening. And if our listeners would like any more information about your work, the best way is through the website.
Definitely.
Is that where they should
yeah.
go?
from ElizaRay.com. That's with an E-R-E-Y. And yep. Two for Kids with a number 4. That would be wonderful. And it's my pleasure being here this evening.
Awesome. Well, we love having you on the show. We look forward to having you back again. And, of course, we thank all of our listeners for being with us tonight, and we hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and once you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. You can check out all of the wonderful events we host, and there's so much more up on the web. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Our guest on Signs of Life Radio will be Janice Heafy-Durham. She's the author of The Hand on the Mirror, A True Story of Life Beyond Death, and she'll be on the show next week with your hosts, Bob and Fran Ginsberg. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. In the meantime, I wish you all a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.